This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there's the familiar music that notifies everybody listening. They're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Going to shake things up here a bit. Going over the charts for this week, the week of November 16th to the 20th, preparing for Thanksgiving is part of what we're all doing, although I think that that story won't be on the top 10 list till next week. We'll find out what the top 10 are right now, because Michael Harrison is here. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, known as the Bible of the talk radio industry. It is influential in all of the corners, the circles that we find ourselves in, focusing on the issues of the day and the week. People list as well. So some interesting characters here. I think we can chuckle about a few of these. The nonsense that goes on with people and how they are as you go through the list. So I'll chuckle when it gets to when we get to a name that I think is chuckleable. Is that a word?
Chuckleworthy.
Yes, chuckle. Oh, I even like that better.
There
chuckleworthy. Yes. All right, well, so let's
all
go.
All right, well, here we go. These are the stories that dominated conversation on news talk radio stations across America, such as the one that's carrying this program right now into the ears of our into the ears and brains of our wonderful listeners. At number 10, we have the Obama book. At number 9, race relations and police reform. At number 8, foreign affairs, including U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and Uganda. At number 7, conservative cable news talk television wars. Interesting. At number 6, climate change and hurricane season numbers. At number 5, the education crisis and school closings. At number 4, the economy, shutdowns, and the Gavin Newsom flap.
Ha, there it is. There's the chuckleball. That's the first chuckleball one.
Wonder why.
What
I
a
that.
Moron. Well, arrogant SOB. Ooh. Unbelievable.
Ooh.
Newsom? Yeah. You don't think he's an arrogant SOB?
I don't live in California, so I don't know what's going on.
But take it from me, who is, although I'm not even sure I'm going to be a part-time Californian this year because of all of the restrictions of getting around and doing stuff. Let me come down and join you in Florida this winter.
We'd love to have you.
Got an extra bedroom?
You could share.
Right, that's very sweet. Thank you.
It's a Spartan existence these days, tightening up for the economy.
Yeah.
The Gavin Newsom story is amazing, and it comes under the heading, on ESPN they have this little feature called "Come On, Man," and they show the boneheaded play of the week. What was he thinking? Come on, man.
Yep. This is a guy who wants to run for president. He's not going to run any. He'll be lucky to get elected dog catcher after this. But
you'd be amazed how a thing like that sticks.
Yep.
And number, where are we? Number 3, post-election 2020 and politics. Post-election 2020 politics and the Georgia runoffs. Number 2, Trump refuses to concede the election. And that's tied with the executive transition that's taking place in fits and starts because Trump refuses to concede the election. And number 1, COVID-19, stats and projections, vaccines, and prevention. Okay, here are the people.
Let's do the people this first.
Yeah, Barack Obama 10, number 9, Gavin Newsom, number 8, the whole field running for Senate in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock, David Perdue, and John Ossoff. The odds of it working out like this is something that if it were in a movie, you'd say it was contrived.
Well, I don't think people understand. What really is? We probably should spend a minute.
Let's talk about it. It's the most important political topic of the day.
Yeah. How did it get to a runoff? I think that would be something we ought to explain to people. Go ahead. Excuse me.
I don't know the answer.
Oh, come on. We'll come up with an answer.
All right. We'll make it up. At number 7, it's the law there. It's the law there. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. At number 5, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Emily Murphy is at 4. Kamala Harris is at 3, Joe Biden is at 2, and Donald Trump dominates the stage still in the waning days of his presidency.
But the Trump refusal to concede is number 2, whereas COVID is number 1 on the story list.
Yeah.
And mostly that's because of the vaccine news, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, plus the Trump refusal to concede ties into COVID. It's everything ties into COVID. The economy ties into COVID. The education crisis ties into COVID. The conservative cable news wars connects to that.
Yeah.
It's on every, you know, out of the top 10 stories, 70% of them tie into COVID, and then COVID's a story unto itself. It would be inaccurate to say that Trump refusing to concede the election is more talked about than the problems connected to and directly attributed to the coronavirus.
Yeah. So I want to take some time here and try to figure a few things. One of the things that people appreciate about our getting together each week is that not only the overview of some of the important stories that we go into in depth, but also some of the discussion we have of the inside of radio and actually talk TV, because that's part of it. Talkers is invested. We have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So it isn't just about radio. It's about the talk television experiences as well. And because of the focus on conservative cable news, that was number 7 on your story list this week, and what's going on with Fox and whether Newsmax is going to take over and whether Trump's going to buy them and all that other stuff, people think, well, Fox is going down the tubes. If you don't think the McLaughlin family, Lachlan Murdoch isn't the smartest guy in town, he's figured out that there's burnout where Fox has been, and there's no new audience. It may have the largest of all of the cable audiences, but where is that audience going to go? I think that this guy has figured out that it's not going to go in the direction that they've been going in. Leave that to a more minor network, and let's see what we can do with Fox in the New World Order. What do you think? Am I right?
I think there's a degree of truth to that. I think that there's everybody has their game plan based upon their needs. A small gain for Newsmax TV and a small gain for One America News Network is very, very valuable to them. Mm-hmm. A small loss by Fox News Channel in order to reposition itself for the years to come has more value to them. Much of this is just hype. But it is interesting. It's interesting
to everybody's attention.
Well, it's interesting to us because we deal with the positioning of politics as a strategy to get ratings. Yeah. I mean, this is something a lot of people don't think. They actually think that the politics expressed on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, C-SPAN, the politics expressed on the radio station that you're listening to right now, folks, that somehow this comes organically based upon the people that own the stations and the people on the air, that that's the way they feel. Uh-uh. Not even slightly. It's completely a dance of, affirmation, daily dance of affirmation. You target audiences and you give them what you think they want so you can get numerous eyeballs and eardrums and sell advertising. It's a strategy. So even though it's hyped up a lot in terms of, you know, Fox and Newsmax and all that, there's a lesson to be learned in this for the public in terms of understanding how to consume media, that you're being targeted. Just like when you go on the internet and suddenly ads pop up for something that you looked at on a website.
Right.
You're being targeted, being told what they think you want to hear. And the fact is, there are tons and tons and tons of people right now in the United States who demand to hear every day that Trump is going to overturn this election. Whether it's true or not, they want to hear it. And so Newsmax TV and One America News Network is giving them plenty of
that stuff. Yeah, right. It's like playing the hits on the top 40 station or the adult contemporary station or the country station or the oldies station. That's what people want to listen to. So talk has become refined down into that. There is talk and there are segments of talk, as there is music radio and there are segments of music. That's
right.
The way it works. In a moment, we talk about what a new TV, radio station being bought by a TV talker is going to be doing in Los Angeles. Right now, a focus on how you're doing and a special way for you right now to consider when you're in the losing weight mindset. How do you get started? What program do you choose? And then what do you do after you've chosen a program? Well, I'm going to make it, I hope, easy for you. You go to toploss.com. Just the name of that website should intrigue you if you're losing weight or want to lose weight or get on the bandwagon to keep yourself from gaining weight. Go to toploss.com. Great and very informative website because there's a description of the product that they sell, Calitrin. Actually, they have three or four different products that they sell, but this is the mainstay. This is the one that most people want because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. If something works, you want to use it, right? Why would you want to use something that didn't work? And the fact these people have been around selling this product for 23 years. It was developed by a doctor and three nurses. The formula is just basically collagen protein and a group of digestive enzymes that have been, it's complex, but yet it's simple. They've been tested, and the idea is that it aids your body in repair and rebuilding, so that you get rid of the fat and the things that break your body down and get muscle, lean muscle built in, lose the weight, get your body in better shape, and follow the directives. There's a consultant there that will help you so you have maximum benefit from having Calitrin on the shelf to use every night. Holiday special, Thanksgiving, buy as many as you want and get the same number free. That's fabulous. If you want to buy 40 months supply, they give you 80 months supply. Have people in your family, your circle of friends that want to lose weight, get on this program. It's at toploss.com that you should be. Use the discount code DJV when you check out so you don't have to pay for shipping and you get that fabulous sort of BOGO deal. Buy one, get another one free. Buy as many as you want and get the same number free. Right now, that's the Thanksgiving special to get healthy the right way at toploss.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
I thought it was interesting that Ben Carson, Michael, said that he used something that was, quote-unquote, unorthodox, a treatment, a natural treatment, to get rid of his COVID. Did you see that? It was
No.
The thing that was created. Well, the focus on it was created by Mike Lindell from MyPillow, who came up with this thing. He says, you take this, you'll never get COVID. And Ben Carson took it, and he got rid of his COVID. That was kind of a great.
That's so reassuring.
Yes, it is. All right. 21 after the hour.
Today, man. many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the Talk Radio circle, it's Michael Harris. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen were laughing about Rudy Giuliani, who had a press conference at the end of the week. He was all fired up, trying to present Trump in a certain light, and he got so hot and sweaty that his hair dye was rolling down his face.
His hair dye was running down his face.
Yeah, right.
And he's a lawyer. I mean, how much confidence can you have in your lawyer?
He wanted $20,000. Do you know he wanted $20,000 a day?
That's what they say. He denies it.
Of course he denies it.
Well, try collecting that from Trump. I mean, come on. Exactly. They're going to settle at the end.
Yeah, right. Go bankrupt and you'll be... Anyway, Rudy's got his own problems. Too bad. I think he's becoming an alcoholic. He seems to have a flask with him wherever he is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, I am, actually.
You've actually seen
he's
him
drinking.
Drinking out of a flask?
There are pictures of him taking a flask out of his pocket.
Was he at the table with Gavin Newsom?
Newsom didn't have to take a flask out of his pocket. It was all over the table.
At least Newsom doesn't have his hair dye rolling down his face.
No. No, it's pretty amazing. All right, so while we're in this circle here, there's a fellow that used to be on PBS. Actually, I say this lovingly because I've heard it from a number of people who have gotten started in the business. And remember when I was just a pup and I was learning how to do it, people would call me and ask me, so how do you do this and how do you do that? One of those people was Tavis Smiley.
Wow.
Who became a radio guy, and then he became a TV guy, and then he got himself a fat, nice deal with National Public Radio until he didn't. He said, and I don't even remember what he said or did. Something made the people at NPR uncomfortable with him, so he got fired. So now Tavis Smiley is going back to his roots in radio, buying a radio station in Los Angeles. And he says he will have a new talk format. Basically, it'll be unapologetically progressive. So how's that going to work in a city like Los Angeles? What's your prediction, Michael?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know what unapologetically...
How's progressive radio doing in general?
Progressive radio in the commercial realm is very, very, very rare. Now, you could consider public radio talk to be moderate to left-leaning and somewhat progressive. Yeah. You know, a lot of people argue these points. Public radio will never admit to being liberal. they consider their position to be centrist. Conservatives call everything to their left liberal, including other conservatives. I mean, the whole term Republican name only. You know, these are Republicans that are called liberal by other conservatives. So it's really subjective, as you know, it's really subjective. No, there are not many hosts, let alone stations, formats, networks, and operations that operate under the banner of progressive politics the way, say, Air America did, or right. 20 years ago, there were a number of liberals on the radio.
America. Yeah. I remember being on all of those networks myself. So what then, why, if there are so many people who are cut from that cloth, why doesn't that format work as well as the right?
It didn't take the time to build it over decades the way the conservatives did. And frankly, the late night television hosts, that whole genre that used to be just two people, you know, Johnny Carson and whoever was up against him.
Right.
And then
yep.
Jay Leno and David Letterman for a few decades, a couple of decades. That scene has now fractured into, there are about 10 active late night hosts. These guys are doing progressive talk.
Yeah. All right wing. Yeah. All left leaning stuff.
Yeah.
Except for Conan, who this week said, I'm done doing this. Conan O'Brien's off.
He made a deal with HBO. He's not gone. He's just going to do something different.
Do something else. Yeah, right, exactly.
Interesting character.
Yeah. Is Bill Maher, is that program continuing? That's an HBO show. Is he safe there?
Who are you talking about?
Bill Maher.
I don't know. I think so. Not sure.
Has he ever done radio?
A progressive show.
Yeah, I wonder. I didn't remember. I don't even remember. I know he had a TV show on ABC.
And yeah, it was called Politically Incorrect, and they canceled it for being politically incorrect.
Yeah. There you go.
On the other side of the break, I'll remind you what he said to get thrown off.
All right, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Joe Biden has unofficially been declared the winner in the state of Georgia. Because Biden's margin of victory is less than 0.5%, the Trump campaign can request a recount after the results are certified. The state has until Friday to certify results. Rudy Giuliani, leading President Trump's legal team, on Thursday continues to produce evidence of widespread election fraud in affidavits from Michigan poll observers.
What they swear to is that at 4:30 in the morning, a truck pulled up to the Detroit Center where they were counting ballots. The people thought it was food, so they all ran to the truck. It wasn't food. It was thousands and thousands of ballots. And they're estimated to be a minimum of 60,000, maximum of 100,000. Many of them were triple counted, which means they were put into the counting machine this way. Once, twice, three times.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Peanuts Holiday Specials will be on television this year, after all. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Fans of the Peanuts Holiday Specials, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and A Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Coronavirus outbreaks continue to affect college football, with more of this weekend's games canceled or postponed. The game between Maryland and Michigan State was canceled Thursday after the Terps head coach Mike Loxley tested positive. It's the second straight week Maryland has had their game canceled. Number 22 Texas and Kansas has been postponed, just the second Big 12 conference game to be rescheduled because of an outbreak. The American Athletic Conference and the Mountain West Conference each had two conference matchups postponed as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, 34 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison, who is my friend and colleague, actually. We've been together doing this program and doing lots of things in the world of News Talk Radio for several decades and then some. And so it goes, and we continue to do that with every weekly, our time together every week is spent taking apart the major stories, having Michael tell us what he thinks about some of them based on his research, the stuff that they do at Talkers Magazine, listening to all the stations and hosts and stuff and keeping up with it. Everybody's after him all the time. Hey, tell my story. Tell this story. Tell that story. So there's a story about Bill Maher. We were just talking about him a few minutes ago. I don't think he's ever done radio, but he was a stand-up guy before he had that show on ABC, right? Is that where that came from?
I believe so. I think, yeah. I think he was a comic, and he's still kind of a comic. What's interesting is all of those late night guys are comics. The monologue is part of that show, that format. Mm-hmm. But Maher was the host of a show called Politically Incorrect. And he was canceled for being politically incorrect during one of the Persian wars. He mentioned something to the effect he criticized calling American soldiers or sailors heroes for shooting off rockets from 20, 30 miles away. That it takes courage to do it in the face of your enemy, not from a remote position.
So what's wrong with that statement? Is there something
I'm not going to get into the right or wrong of it. That's what he said that got him fired.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that statement, but that's me. I mean, are we not allowed anymore? When you put it like Imus, when he was put on stations, it was to stir the pot. Then when he stirred the pot, he got fired. So, what is it? You guys that run these stations, hello, make up your mind.
Well, there's been a movement away from having a stomach for controversy on the part of corporate radio. There was once a time when stations considered their success by how many people complained.
Yeah, and, who's calling?
Right, you know, we're getting complaints.
I worked for a general manager in Boston, and he said that he and the program director both said this was in the 70s. When they went talk at this station, it had been a music station, and the guy was running the station said, this is fabulous. Look at all the calls we're getting. Look at all the listeners we must have. And, you know, he'd feel the calls himself and say, thanks very much for listening. Understand your point of view. Please keep listening and please keep calling me. And the advertisers would be thrilled because they're getting so much response. And as you pointed out a few minutes ago, hello, it's all about how we program our station so that we get the most listeners so we can sell the most advertising and make the most money. Duh.
And so, what works is always being argued in the broadcasting business. And different things are in vogue. And when those things are in vogue, the other things are out of vogue.
Right.
And then they come back. Because there's no empirical truth as to how to get people to listen. It has to do with the circumstances and the way, you know, the chessboard is set up. Who's doing what?
Yep.
You know, if there's a vacuum to fill, if you can fill a vacuum and there's a demand for that vacuum, you're going to suddenly look smart. If there's no demand for the vacuum, well, then you're just filling empty space. Or you're going into a crowded field where everybody's doing it, and the pie is being split up into teeny pieces. That's what's happening in the podcast field right now.
Mm-hmm. So see where that goes. Now, how about in the book department? There are lots of different, when you go into a bookstore, you can find one anymore.
Yeah,
there are a lot of different categories. I have one that I go into. It's a Barnes & Noble that actually is, and there's one in Los Angeles, too, that I go into when I'm there. It's kind of a cool place to go because there are a lot of other things going on there besides just selling books.
Like they have a free bathroom.
Yeah. For the homeless people in Los Angeles. Yeah, that's true. So Barack Obama's book, his wife wrote a book, and now he's written a book. They got $68 million the day they left the White House 4 years ago, and they were told, write a book, and you'll get more. So Obama's book, apparently 700 pages long, and it took him a couple of days to do the audio portion of the book. He's on all the late-night talk hosts on the shows. All of the late-night hosts are doing Goo Goo and Gaga over him. And the book has sold, what, 880,000 copies the first day? Are you going to read it? Would you read it?
No, I won't read the whole. I don't have the interest or time to read the whole thing. But I will. Yeah. I will read excerpts from it, and I will read, you know, critiques of it and all that. So I'll be familiar with it within a few days.
Don't you think it's fun when you look at the, you know, when Obama left, he was disgraced. Trump was he's going to be the hero, fix everything that Obama screwed up. Now, when you look back, people say, oh, Obama, what a great president. And when Obama became president, when Bush went out, oh, that bastard Bush, no good. And now he's the hero. And when Bush came in and Clinton went out, and now Clinton, it just is so funny how we react to these people after the fact.
The new ones, things get worse, we get nostalgia for them. But I wouldn't go so far as to say Obama was disgraced. I think that the country was split.
Yeah, I mean, in some circles, it just depends. There was a lot of race that entered into that one way or another, as we all know. We haven't grown up much here, which brings us around to the business of our friends and those who are not our friends. Number 8 on the countdown list of stories is a focus on the various countries that have obviously, there's this whole business about, what is it, Dominion, the voting, and who counts the votes, and where they go, and what country is. Even Venezuela is on the list of the baddies.
And most of these are conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Okay, so do they have legs?
Well, they yes, as evidenced before. There's a whole industry of people telling people what they want to hear, whatever it might be, whether it's Rudy Giuliani or Dominion conspiracy theories or deep state intrigue or whatever, that the entire country is corrupt. And that the only honest source of information is Donald Trump.
Really?
Huh. There is. That movement is happening.
I know that is. I'm being facetious. Yeah. Right.
Well, exactly. Think about it.
Yeah, right. Yep. So when Trump is gone, then who are they going to lean on? Who comes
Trump
along?
Will never be gone.
Oh.
Trump will never, he'll never be gone. He will continue on through either Trumpism, or he will be running for 2024, or he'll be doing, you know, books and television and radio. He's not going to do that.
We know that.
He's not going to be gone. The question is he going to remain the most powerful person in the Republican Party? Because of all the, you know, he got a tremendous number of votes. He got more votes this time than he did the last time. Just that Biden got even more votes than anybody ever got. But the point is that the Republican politicians don't want to mess with Trump because they don't want to, you know, feel the wrath of all the people out there who follow him.
Right.
So he's a power maker. He's a power broker.
Here's the latest rumor. You want to hear the latest rumor?
Sure, why not?
You've probably already heard this rumor. Well, we all know that, sadly, Rush Limbaugh is in tough shape in terms of his health and well-being, and how much longer he stays on the radio, you know, remains to be seen. But there are those who say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put Sean Hannity in that time. We're going to add an hour to his show, and that will be devoted to Donald Trump. Trump can be on the radio 1 hour a day. As most people think, he can't do a whole show. So how would that work? He and Hannity are friends? Yeah, it's as good as any other rumor. I guess it's floating around, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. If it does, it'll last a few weeks. Donald Trump can't hold a candle to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity in terms of the discipline it takes and the love for the medium it takes to commit yourself to doing
radio. But if he's on with Hannity, the two of them are doing a program an hour together, you don't think that would work?
I don't know if Hannity will want to share the microphone with Trump.
I thought they were buddies.
Well, they're buddies when you're president. It's convenient to have a buddy like that. Otherwise, why does Hannity need to have a sidekick? He came up through having a sidekick with the late Alan Colmes, and long before Alan died, he broke free of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he did, and didn't hurt him at all. As a matter of fact, he was up and down. So where does he fit? That's an interesting question. He has his afternoon radio program, and then he does his stuff over at Fox TV, and he's the number one, I think. Isn't he the number one?
Well, we have him number one the last 2 years. We have him number one on the Heavy 100 of radio.
Right.
And I believe he's the highest rated at Fox, although every day it changes. Tucker Carlson has a huge following as well. So, you know, the three opinion hosts on Fox, Tucker, Sean, and Laura, all seem to be doing well.
I don't get Tucker Carlson at all. You?
That's neither here nor there.
I can say that. You don't have to. I'm amazed at what it is that attracts people. You know, I could say that about my years on the radio, or your years on the radio. We all find a niche. We find an audience, and we serve the audience. So, you know, it's kind of silly and just reflecting on my own stuff, for me to say that Tucker Carlson isn't my cup of tea. He doesn't care.
It doesn't make any difference. Right.
No, it doesn't make any difference at all.
And I've never set myself up to be an artistic critic of people on the radio. I support everybody being there unless I think that they are absolutely deadly dangerous.
Yeah. All right. So I had an experience I want to tell you about yesterday on a new radio program that actually Talkers has helped me understand what was going on, but also a fellow who's a colleague of ours has managed to put together something that's actually pretty unique on talk radio. I was a guest on this show yesterday. China, you pronounce it better than I do.
China Uber Alles.
Right.
It's German for China above all. Uber above alles all. It was something that Hitler and the Germans used during Nazism to say Deutschland above all. And it's a sarcastic approach to China, that China is following in the fascistic and totalitarian tradition of Nazi Germany.
Right. So I was invited to come on, and I spent a half hour with Nan Su and Amy and Bill
Graff.
How'd it go? That was great radio, actually, if I do say so myself. They brought me in as the host of the DJV program, but also because Bill knows me He knows that I do the farmer show, and he wanted to talk about agriculture and what the Chinese are doing to our agricultural industry here. And, you know, it was really quite an interesting experience. So, yeah, it was the podcast, it's on radio stations, but there's also a podcast connected to it, I believe, as well. Is there not? I've not.
Well, it's not on radio stations. It's on one radio station, and that's KSCO.
Right.
KSCO.com, and people want to hear China Uber Alles. You can hear the podcast after it. A new show streams every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, I know. I did it. We were on live. When I was on with them, I know we were doing it live. Yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you do it from the West Coast, from the East Coast? Were you in the Northeast?
Yeah, no, I did it right in my studio.
I don't know where you are.
I'm on the farm.
Yeah, so you did it between 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern time. Right.
Right. It was 6 o'clock. Yep. Yeah. It was a very good experience. They knew the right questions to ask. We all have to know more about. There's more attention that needs to be focused. I spent part of the time bemoaning the fact that, you know, everybody talks big, but nobody's holding China accountable for this current situation that we're in, where lives have been ruined, lives have been lost, lives have been changed, people's routine has been altered, their lives perhaps altered permanently, and so what are we doing about it? Nothing. Zero. There's not anything being done that's outwardly focused on having, whether it's retribution or the Chinese government, pay for what they've created, what they've caused. I don't see any of that, and they were happy to have me say that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I don't fully agree that nothing's being done. I think there's a lot of consciousness raising going on in America.
Yeah.
I think you don't turn the ship around that quickly when you're so intrinsically connected and tied in economically to another country. And I think we have a lot of sorting out to do and a lot of knots to untangle. So and I think we're heading in the right direction. Plus, Trump has threatened, I don't know if threat's a good word, he's said that before he goes out, he's going to impose a whole bunch of sanctions and a whole bunch of, you know, punishment on China that'll be difficult.
Oh, I think he's the only one who's done that. I'm talking about Congress, but he really is. Trump's the only one who's done anything outwardly to encourage, let's say, pharmaceuticals, come back to America. And, you know, we're going to give you incentives to do it. Where else is that?
That's the only thing that Trump has done as president that both sides can agree on.
Agree on, right.
Now, there's a terrible fear among the Chinese-American community and people who are hip to the problems of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, that Biden's in bed with them, and that as soon as he becomes president, you know, we're going to... I don't see it happening. Biden's a politician. One of the things about Biden that people who hate Biden don't seem to understand is he's pragmatic. He changes. He goes with the flow. And I seriously doubt that Biden is going to be pro-China.
Well, when you look
at
when he first started as a congressman, his net worth was about $600,000, something like that. And according to his tax returns, his net worth now is about $16 million. And everybody says, where'd that come from? So his detractors are happy to point at, look, see, he got it all from China.
Yeah, well, they could say whatever they want. You can also say every president and every vice president and every governor, they retire from their jobs.
Well,
pretty wealthier than they were when they went in, and how they make the money. I mean, come on, grow up, people.
All right,
you can find this on anybody. You can find dirt on anyone.
MH interview this week. MH interview this week.
Oh, this one, we took a week off. Walter Sterling next week.
Walter Sterling? Wow, the great Walter Sterling will be on the MH interview. Michael Harrison from Talkers here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People think this, uneducated people, think this is a theme from a James Bond. It sounds like, a little bit, I don't know, does it sound at all like the James Bond instrumental? What do you think, Chucker?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments on the DJV program. So we have the Pink Panther in our focus because there's something new. There's a new wrinkle in the franchise, correct?
Yeah, I just, it was announced that MGM is going to reboot that franchise, hiring the director of Sonic the Hedgehog to helm that project. It appears they're going to use the animated panther in much of the film and make it much more kid-friendly. Peter Sellers starred in most of those movies, I think in the late 70s and 80s, and then Steve Martin reincarnated the character about a decade ago. So yeah. I guess there's some juice left in the Pink Panther.
They were going to use my farm as a backdrop for the shooting, but they never did. They went to another farm, but you know, everybody thought that that was shot in France and it was shot in Massachusetts. So that's what happens sometimes. Like all the TV shows, you know, NCIS is supposedly Washington-based. They shoot that all in California. And most of the other shows as well, they try to make it.
They'll shoot it wherever it's cost effective if they can, and make it look as like they want it to look.
Yeah, exactly. Michael J. Fox says he's planning a second retirement. If this is the end of my acting career, so be it. Why would that be? He hasn't. Wasn't there some idea that they would redo the Back to the Future stuff and he'd have a part in it somehow?
The director and producer, that Zemeckis and Bob Gale, basically say they'll never remake or do a sequel to that franchise. If the first reentry stand, the way they want them. I think they're classic, a classic trilogy. It would be awesome because of all the reboots and sequels that they do, that really lends itself to further installments. There's so much you could do with that property and time travel. It would be nice if him and Christopher Lloyd came back, but if you saw Michael J. Fox has been giving some interviews, it appears he's really struggling more than ever with
Well, I think, it doesn't get better as you get older. I think he's 59 now. All right, what's coming out this weekend that I can go see in this theater with three people?
There's a Jackie Chan action film called Vanguard being released. Most of his stuff is primarily plays in international Asian markets, and they do very well. He's still a highly paid action star overseas. I don't think this movie. I do not think this movie is going to do very well here. I just got a feeling. And Disney's going to re-release the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. That was a big, big hit back in the day. We'll see how that one performs. Speaking of Disney, Disney reportedly, Doug, looking to push three big tentpole family films to Disney Plus, bypassing the theatrical experience. Those would be Cruella with Emma Stone. Robert Zemeckis has a live-action version of Pinocchio with Tom Hanks playing Geppetto, and another live-action movie called Peter Pan and Wendy. It appears Disney seems comfortable putting these movies on Disney+. As I said yesterday, they have 78 million subscribers, paid subscribers now. They project almost 200 million by 2025, so things are going in the right direction in terms of Disney's streaming service, and they appear very comfortable putting product meant for theaters on the streaming outlet.
Yeah, good for them. Let Him Go is the current vehicle with Kevin Costner. I told you I saw that. I think you saw it, too. Pretty good flick. And that's around still. What's the last Vermeer about?
I got to tell you, that opens today also limited. I got to tell you, a lot of people that I spoke to are really, really happy, though, that Wonder Woman 1984 is going to be available in theaters and HBO Max on Christmas Day. It gives people who like movies something to look forward to. And I would concur with that because it does make me happy to look forward to something from a theatrical or streaming experience that I really want to see. And I do really want to see that
film. I see.
So that's
Against the Tide is coming out, which is a Kevin Sorbo vehicle. It's probably another God movie, I'm going to guess, because he's in all of those, right? Yeah. So Vanguard is out, you say. There was another movie that was around, and it seems to have disappeared as quickly as it came out. Story about an attack on a unit in Afghanistan. I saw it briefly last week. Did you hear anything about that?
I don't remember
the name of the movie was. But all right, so you got the Vanguard and a couple of things around. Fate.
There are. I mean, and there's revivals at multiplexes. If you know, they're showing older.
Oh
classes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And not a lot of people in the theater, so you should be okay watching it.
I'll go. I'll be there. I'm happy to be there. I like it. Chuck Curry, I like him, too. That's why he's here with his movie.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.